Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's an Optimism Tuesday edition of the Davey Depot.
Nowhere to go but up.
Your host, Davey Hudson.
Thank you, Nate. Today.
And we're off.
I'm headed back to what got me here. We're doing a movie review. The film is Strange Wilderness. I'll get into that here in a second, but today's fact of the day. 1 second, please.
Really?
Yeah. Where's my narwhal fact? Okay. A narwhal's tusk reveals its past living conditions. Much like the rings of a tree can tell you its age and provide clues about the life it has lived, so too does the long tusk of the narwhal. Recent research led by a bioscience professor at Denmark's, I don't even know the name of that university, has shown that this peculiar Arctic whale adds a layer to its distinctive tusk each year. And not only do these layers offer insight into the age of the narwhal, they've been known to live up to 50 years, but the conditions in which they lived, such as level of pollution, temperature levels, and even what their diet consisted of. Narwhals.
Narwhal or narwhale? What are you saying?
I think it's correct either way.
I don't think so.
They're a whale. Narwhal.
Apparently both are.
See?
Narwhal or narwhale.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Doubt me. Make you look like a fool.
Yeah, because you definitely knew that.
That's what I said. All right.
You said both.
Yeah, both are correct.
Monodon monoceros. Latin for narwhal.
Gambling,
there's my fact of the day.
Gambling update. Last night went 5-1, made a few hundy. I don't have anything for today. I'm not really liking the lines. I'll eventually post stuff, but again, I have to watch. I think I'll probably end up taking Minnesota -7. We'll see what happens there. The only game I missed last night, I'm going to do a little bit of bragging. Actually, not on the one I missed, but the Pacers were playing the Cavs. I've not been high on the Cleveland team as of late. I mean, they're pretty much just in full-on tank mode. But I got Indiana -5.5. By the time the game was about to start, I checked the lines 10 minutes beforehand, and it had already moved from 5.5 to 10. And I was like, I'm going to go with a double. I'm going to hedge here. So I would win double my money if the final score was Indiana between 6 and 10, and Cleveland ended up losing by 9. So
you doubled.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Good on me.
Huge.
The one pick I did miss, Milwaukee -6. Did not expect the Spurs to drop 87 points in the first half.
1 point off the NBA record? Did I hear that right?
I don't know. But it was not a pleasant sight if you were on Milwaukee -6. But it's all right. I mean, 5-1, few hundy. We're doing well. NHL regular season, we went 2-0 in the NHL last night. That's coming to a close. I'm interested to see how things go for the playoffs. I mean, again, like for the first two rounds, all these teams have played each other. So we'll see what happens. But moving on to my banger of the day, going with Don't Take the Money by Bleachers. Not very common, but it's a really good song.
I'll look that up. Thank you.
I'll play it on the way back. Oh, I say that now. I hope I will. We'll we'll monitor that situation. I don't want to make a promise that I'll eventually forget and not keep.
Yep, you're on it.
Okay, so the film, Strange Wilderness. Mm. This movie took, I think it was released in 2008, but it follows a crew, like a film crew that they make this nature show called Strange Wilderness. And Steve Zahn's the main character, or Steve Zahn, not exactly, I think it's Steve Zahn.
Zahn.
Yeah.
Whale.
Yeah. It's got him, Justin Long, Jonah Hill. This was really like right before Jonah made it big. And a couple of other guys that you would have seen from a bunch of these films throughout the years of like those typical comedies. It's a dumb comedy, but they set out to find Bigfoot and film Bigfoot. The show is failing. They have one last-ditch effort to kind of get the ratings back up because they got to dominate. They've just slowly been moved to where I think their show airs at like 3 a.m. on like some weekday. Things aren't going well for them.
Mm.
But to kind of give you an idea of how, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it, how their show goes, they don't do a ton of prep. And here is an example.
That should be familiar for you.
Oh, yeah. It's right up my alley. So Peter, who is Steve Zahn's son, dang it, he says, this is it. He's looking at a napkin. Our entire voiceover for our show on bears is written on a cocktail napkin. And then Fred goes, yeah, we wrote it last night when we were at PJ Mahoney's. So then Peter, like, reading it over. Bears are large and brown. All right, come on. Not all bears are large. How about baby bears, huh? Bears derive their name from a football team in Chicago. No, it's the other way around. Come on, Fred. It is estimated that bears kill over 2 million salmon a year. Attacks by salmon on bears are much more rare. Right? I mean, that's got to be true, right? All right, fine. We'll go with that. And like so that kind of gives you an idea of like what this crew is like.
Mm.
They go on. They have some other facts. Bears have been known to attack man, although the fact is that fewer people have been killed by bears than in all of World War I and World War II combined.
It's a good fact. Mm. Probably true.
So, they...
They set out to find Bigfoot.
Yeah, they set out to find Bigfoot. They're in Los Angeles, I believe, at the time. I could be wrong. I think that they're somewhere out on the West Coast. And they need to get this map because apparently there's a guy who's got a map. And so they go to this guy's house to find the map. But apparently the other rival nature documentary crew has already on their way to find Bigfoot. And apparently like they have the map or they have a map. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. And so
we can tell.
They finally make their way down and they're driving and they're, of course, shooting some different scenes along the way. Eventually, they get to a point where they're in the Amazon, which I don't think makes a whole lot of sense, seeing as they drove, maybe it's not the Amazon, but they drove from the United States down through Central America.
They end up in Ecuador.
Okay, they do end up in Ecuador. All right. I thought they end up coming back up from Mexico. Maybe that was to get the map. I don't know. It's a whole thing. They didn't do a really good job of describing the geography. Adam, good job on you by having that pulled up.
Well, you're doing a great job describing the geography.
I guess they actually do across the equator. And so they have a tour guide. Tour guide ends up getting eaten by piranhas. So he's done. So then they're trying to basically figure out how to survive at one point. But it turns out the rival crew, they got killed by a bunch of pygmies. So they're like, hey, that's good news for us. Like, the competition's gone. Granted, they're also still kind of in danger. Anyway, they end up finding Bigfoot. He's in like
some
cave. Spoiler alert. Yeah, he's in some cave. And while they find him, they don't really know what to do. And actually, they just start shooting him with a gun. They have like a bunch of, I'm trying to remember. Adam, what's it say on Wikipedia there?
I got sidetracked because I found a description of a scene, so give me a sec.
All right. Anyway, they kill Bigfoot, but they're like, oh man, we bleeped up. So they end up coming up with the idea that they are going to stage it to where it looks as though Bigfoot killed himself.
A Bigfoot suicide.
Yeah. And so they like stage this whole thing to where even though Bigfoot's like his body is just filled with bullet holes, he's hanging by hanging by a rope in his cave. Mm. And they're like, oh no, what happened? Bigfoot, why did he kill himself? Stupidest, it's so dumb. But it's funny. That's that strange wilderness. Let's see here.
That was wow.
When a shark appears in the area, sea lions will leave the water immediately. Luckily, there are no tigers on the shore waiting for them, or they wouldn't know what the bleep to do. Monkeys make up over 80% of the world's monkey population. There's a reason this movie bombed at the box office.
Did it?
Yeah. I think like they had like 20 million to maybe made 7.
6.9.
Nice. I remember there was one part like Justin Long's like he looks and there's like he's like there's a snake on a tree and he just goes, oh bleep, a porcupine. It's the stupidest thing ever. It makes no sense.
Thumb rating?
Half a thumb up. It's so dumb, man. No matter how many sea lions are killed each year by sharks, it never seems like enough. Hold on. Let me see if I can find any other.
We're holding on, but don't worry.
Yeah, there was one part where the tour guide, his name was Dick, and Dick was the one who got eaten by piranhas. Mm-hmm. And so when he gets eaten by piranhas, they're like, oh, we'll get back at these piranhas. So they kill him, and that's what they're eating. And then they're like, oh, damn, these are the piranhas that ate Dick, so technically we're eating Dick too.
Yeah, he does.
What about the turkey scene where he urinates on the bush?
Yeah, there's one part where he's peeing on a bush, and a turkey bites him in the you-know-what. Mm-hmm. And then they end up having to take him to the hospital, and they're like, all right, well, we want to get this turkey off, but it turns out there's like a reward for like $5,000, and they're in desperate need of the money. So I really don't want to explain the rest, but they end up saving the turkey. Let's see here.
Yep.
About out of quotes.
Yeah,
it's fine. Huh.
Let's see here.
Did you see that?
Was this Depot better than yesterday's?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was a lot better. But mainly because yesterday was epically bad.
Bears are a proud people, although they're not people per se. They're animals.
Did you see the video going around of the Georgia jogger that found all the snakes? Or there's snakes everywhere?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's my nightmare. There's like a pile of them together.
What kind of snakes?
She wasn't sure. It was a little hard to tell from the video. I mean, I'm assuming since she was taking videos of them all that they weren't copperheads. They just like brown water snakes, I guess. Mm. There was some water running kind of underneath some light branches and timber that had kind of fallen over top of it. Must just be a perfect area for feeding and birthing. And because one of them looked like it had like all these baby snakes that had like been hatched maybe. They're like in literally a pile of snakes. But then in this whole area, she's like, and there's some more over here and some more over here. There were like, you know, a bunch of them out sunning on the sticks and stuff, too. Hmm. I mean, there were probably, I mean, there were like five different sections, like all within about the, you know, the size of this table, just snakes. Just
Northern water snakes.
Is that what they were?
Apparently.
Mm.
Harmless.
Yeah. It's still spooky.
You're right back there, Dave.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Just reading some quotes.
Kind of like
good.
The last couple.
Good.
So the tour guide, Dick, whenever he's introducing him to him, they're asking him questions like, hey, do you like your name? And he's like, yeah. It's like, do you ever let your dog lick your name? Like, does your name ever shrink because you got in cold waters?
Hit the button.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Way to bring us back from break there, Dave.
That's a great account.
I really appreciated the Windows sound right before the bumper and 7 seconds.
It's been a rough 15 seconds or 15 minutes.
Really, both.
Houston Chris. Pretty great.
Okay. I love it, man. We go from three and pout to I'm too sheepy. This is just, it's fine. But I feel like we already did this.
What?
Dunked on me for being too positive. Mm.
Every Tuesday.
Wasn't that last Friday?
Was that Friday?
Man, I can't remember. The day's all run together.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Did you get all the snake research done? They're harmless.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they could bite you and you'd bleed.
Yeah.
But
maybe a lot.
They are non-venomous. Mm. Snakes aren't poisonous. They're venomous. Difference.
Okay.
What are jellyfish?
Poisonous.
What are bees?
I don't know.
I didn't think we'd have an impromptu poisonous or venomous game today.
Well, they have that the stuff in their stinger that are bees. Is it poison? I think it'd be poisonous.
What about spiders? You know, the ones that
venomous.
Are venomous.
It is bee venom.
Mm.
How about that?
Venom. Mm. So you missed that one. So you're like 4 for 5.
Spiders venomous.
Phil Fulmer would probably know.
So you inject venom.
Mm. Poison just
is there.
Just there.
Like the poisonous frogs.
It seeps into your skin.
Right.
But you have to be, has to be like shot into you to be venom.
Right.
Okay.
Wasps. Ants. Apparently venomous. What? Some. I'm just reading.
Venomous? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Fire ants? They bite you to get it into you. You don't.
I didn't know they had venom.
But if they crawl on you, you don't.
Right.
You don't break it.
But I didn't know they had a poison. Or venom.
You thought they just...
Oh, they just hurt.
Oh, no, yeah, the fire ants, yeah. They got to have something.
I thought they just had a...
They don't just kill people from the biting, or kill animals from the biting.
But you ever been bit by one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts. I didn't know...
Yeah, but it leaves a...
A welt.
Right, not because they're just like...
If I hit you with a ping pong ball on the back, you're going to have a welt. There's no poison or venom.
Yeah, but the welt from a fire ant's... Bigger than the entire ant itself. How could it mechanically make a welt that big if it doesn't have venom?
They can carry around like 100 times their own body weight. They're strong.
They don't bite you 18 times in a circle.
I said I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not arguing now. I'm just telling you I didn't know that.
Makes sense. Let's go to the phone.
Oh, you didn't know that. Shut up.
We got Westchester on the horn. What's up, buddy? You're on three and out.
Guys, I'm not saying the show's off the rail, but I'm calling. Westchester's calling to try to get you back on the rails. How's that sound?
Oh, we were never on the rails this morning.
The rails are, yeah.
Just we lost the rails a long time ago.
Guidelines.
I think Tony Mitello just became the first Tennessee baseball coach to sweep his former team.
Mm. Nice.
I'll take it.
I don't know that for a fact, but it sounds pretty good.
Well, we haven't played. Rick Barnes hasn't played Texas. Jeremy Pruitt never beat anybody.
Well, I did say baseball, but we can expand
that. Oh, just baseball? Okay. No, you're probably right.
Because no one else plays series.
Right. It'd be a one and done. I'll take it. Now, if he can just do it again this weekend, I'd be all in.
Optimism Tuesday, talking Tennessee baseball.
Such a big series coming up, Westchester. You going?
I'm going to try. I am going to try.
There you go. Well, apparently they just found some more tickets
for Friday,
after saying they were sold out, so I don't know what they're doing over there. Maybe adding some bleacher seats or something.
Good deal. Other than that, got anything actually positive we want to talk about today besides, like, a 20-minute review of 95% of a movie and, you know, I don't feel like I need to watch that anymore, not even, like, the YouTube highlights.
No.
Any other sports news going on?
Let's see here. What do we got? What do we got? Like Tennessee
basketball recruiting? Tennessee basketball recruiting news?
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? I haven't heard much on the Tennessee basketball front. I think we're full for this class unless, what did Barnes say, something big and special would have to happen for us to add anybody? So that seems like it's just wrapped up. I mean, Westchester, we're officially in the off season. Thank God we have Tennessee baseball this year to guide us through. But it's kind of slow on the news front.
One last question, then I'll let you get back to your wonderful show you got going here.
I blame Davey, by the way.
Just because somebody – is a player officially off the team once they enter the transfer portal?
No.
Or do they have to get signed? So all these people that are in the portal, we could actually take back, right? Or get
yeah,
back.
Theoretically. Yeah. Like, if they – you can enter the transfer portal, that kind of lets other coaches know that they can talk to you and try to recruit you. But if you don't find a better landing spot or your current coaches re-recruit you back, you can absolutely leave the portal and stay with your current team. I feel like there were a couple of guys that did that, I think.
I guess nobody really knows this yet. Maybe I'm just missing out on it. Do they have to take them back, or can they say
– No, absolutely not. That happened somewhere.
Yeah,
some,
one guy.
Some, was it Clemson? Some kid entered the portal and then wanted to come back, and the coach was like, nope, once you enter the portal, I don't want
– No, it happened to our guy, remember?
Well, that was
– He said
– That was letter of intent. That was a little bit different.
No. Our player said he entered the portal, and he had 30 days or whatever for us to do something. And we just didn't tell him, and he just now he's got to go somewhere else.
No, that was a letter of intent. That was that was different. But I think it was like did Justin Fuente had somebody who
I thought we had a guy he didn't know how to get his name. He said he didn't know how to get his name out of the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. He posted his own.
Don't put it in.
He was a player.
Yeah, he had actually he had signed his letter of intent, but before he ended up. Like, I don't even think he got to campus, but he went ahead after all the coaching stuff, put his name in the transfer portal after signing.
Then he told him he wanted to come, but they didn't tell him how to take his name out of the portal, and apparently he didn't know how to do it. And so after he'd been in there for 30 days, they said, you're gone.
I think that was a letter of intent thing.
That was about the portal. I know it was about the portal because he said, I didn't know how to get my name out of the portal. Mm. So we made jokes about it. You know, wah, 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 portal.
Yeah, mm. Right. Anything else for us, Westchester?
No, there's at least 5 minutes talking about sports, so
yep.
Woohoo.
Thanks, Westchester.
Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the help there.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the fact that sharks are only found in two places on Earth, the northern and southern hemispheres.
Okay. Really appreciate that, Dave. That's a good note. Good note. Why do you do that?
Why do I do what?
Westchester wants us to talk about sports, and then you got to go with a stupid shark fact.
I really wanted to transition more into Tigers about how we haven't updated the people on the story that was actually happening, I think, when we were on air in Texas.
Yep.
Houston neighborhood, Tiger, Bengal Tiger just hanging out in the yard. An off-duty police officer draws his gun on the animal. The animal does not attack, but you got a full standoff. You have multiple people filming. The owner then comes out. He was the guy that Houston that you were referring to. He's like, this guy just caught a tiger with his bare hands.
Yep. He was the owner of the tiger. It was a pet tiger.
They then go back inside. It's actually in, did find out in Houston city limits, it is illegal to house a wild animal such as a tiger or lion. At least as far as the big cats go. And while police were coming to the scene, the owner then decided to evade police by fleeing in a vehicle with the animal. They have not found the animal, but the owner of the tiger is currently, let's see here.
Out on bail.
Yeah, he's out. I was trying to think. It's was it Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
He's out on bail for murder in Colorado. So
stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Illegal animals, murder. Mm. At least he did collect the animal and probably saved its life. That guy was probably going to shoot it. So there's your update on the Houston City Tiger. Thank you, Dave.
Come back with more. Stick with us right here. It's Hour 3, Optimism Tuesday.
Mm.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little.
Welcome back to 3 and Out. Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. Been a stellar edition.
It's been, I feel bad.
It got better around the 9 o'clock mark.
It was a better depot than yesterday.
I feel bad for Adam Hickman. It's his first
true statement.
First venture on a 3-and-out, and I feel like we're just letting him down. It's the offseason. It's a slow season. It's list season. We haven't even gone over a list yet.
Yeah, no list yet. We'll get there.
All this talk about
we had the Arch
bears
Manning
and sharks and snakes.
We had
and
Arch
porcupine.
Manning school list.
Yeah. Yeah. Had that. Speaking of bears and sharks, is someone on the phone there, Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. The one and only Bear. What's up, buddy? You're on 3-and-out.
I just wanted to call in. I came across a fascinating story about great white sharks. Like, you know, Davey was talking about they're only found in the northern and southern hemispheres. Mm-hmm. They are discovering that great white sharks are incredibly common
mm-hmm.
in shallow water in the surf. Do you know how they figured this out?
Drones.
The proliferation of drones.
Wow.
At the beach. Indeed. I'm never going in the water again.
Oh, come on. They've been there the whole time.
Yeah, this should make you more willing to go in the water.
No.
Yeah.
More willing to go in the water.
Yeah, they've been all around you, and they've never messed with you.
They don't want to eat you. They just want to look at you
a little bit. They're around people all the time, and they never mess with them.
That's not what I took from that report, guys.
Well, see, that's the way you view things.
Attacks from a great white are very uncommon.
Very uncommon.
Yeah, but who wants to go out that way?
As Todd Haley once famously said on Hard Knocks to a failing, what was that, Browns coach, Davey?
Hugh Jackson.
You can't live in your fears, Bear. Just get in the water,
man. There's a lot
of
ways I may exit this earth. Being eaten by gigantic fish is not one of them.
Well, they don't really eat you. They just bite you, and then they don't like the taste, but you've been bitten.
Yeah, you just hope they don't get one of your main, arteries or veins.
Arteries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the only time they don't like the taste of you spit you out is if you're wearing a wetsuit.
Mm. That's not true. They don't like the taste of human blood.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Too high in cholesterol.
Did you talk to a shark?
Too high in cholesterol.
They don't eat people. They just bite because they confuse it for a seal or a, I don't know, someone.
Or a bear, maybe.
Said. They were worried they were going to cut that shark open and the Kittner kid was going to fall out on the dock.
Okay, Jaws is different. That was a monster shark.
Oh.
Although it was based on a true story.
Yeah.
But
now,
speaking of bears. Not like that.
Did you see where they found parts of several people and a couple of bears recently?
Mm.
Bears will eat you.
The bears are out of control in the Smokies, Bear. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you could talk to some of your kinfolk.
Did you see that the bears in the Smokies have learned how to open the bear-proof dumpsters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we really thought that one through, didn't we? They're smart animals. They learn.
They're incredibly smart. Never, ever go near one of them. Mm-mm. Black bear's incredibly dangerous. Incredibly dangerous.
No, black bear's not that bad. You just yell at them and look tall and look tough, and they run off. Now, grizzly, I ain't messing with no grizzly. Most dangerous animal on the planet, bear, is a mother grizzly with cubs. Don't forget that.
That's not entirely true, Houston. It is the apex predator on the planet is a polar bear.
Right, but encounters with polar bears are much more rare than a grizzly.
Not so much anymore due to the global warming and the melting of the Arctic sea ice. It's pushing them down into populated areas up there in Alaska. You watch The Last Alaskans on Discovery Plus? I don't think so.
I've watched plenty of bear documentaries. I do agree the polar bear is vicious, and they're huge, much bigger than the grizzly.
Yeah, like,
what about the pizzly?
The Pizzly. Oh, that was that deal that Davey was too worn out to do show prep for your all show, so he just listened to our podcast.
He literally stole the title of hour one of the drive that day.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Yeah, whatever. You just don't want to run across a bear like that. Now, this tiger story they still haven't found the tiger, apparently.
No, the guy put it in the car and drove off with it because he's wanted for murder.
I feel like that should be something that they ought to put him in a room and, I'm not saying beat him, but maybe rough him up a little bit until he tells him where the full-grown Bengal tiger is.
I thought it was in the car with him.
Dave,
you read
now.
The report. What happened with the tiger?
They don't know.
Oh.
They have no idea.
He drove off with it and then hid it somewhere? He stashed it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's... Why would he do that? They know who he is and that it was his tiger.
He's a murderer. Who knows? Can we get a tiger for the fan run?
That's a Nate question.
I already have one.
Really? What about some monkeys?
No, I don't have any monkeys.
No, we have several. They're on the show.
Now my kids
three to six.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like Bear, my kids named our dog Tiger.
That's true.
Really?
He's Brindle. He has stripes.
Are the goats ever coming back? Peyton and
no.
I can't remember the other goat's name. Harvey or something.
Carl. Joe.
I thought they were
Bill.
Bill and Noah.
Bill and Noah. That's right.
Yeah.
Nah, the tribe called it Peyton, the goat.
Mm.
Well, I think I've interfered with your all show enough for one day. You guys take it easy.
Rawr.
Thanks for the call, Bear.
That was goodbye and Bear that I just I said that. I can translate it for you. Sharks, Bears, Tigers. What a day.
Got some early power rankings.
Oh, good.
Where Mark Slaybaugh of ESPN put Oklahoma number one ahead of Alabama.
I've seen that. They just have more known commodities coming back.
Firepower, yeah. Coming back.
Davey's boy, the Rattler.
I'm pretty excited because if Rattler gets benched this year again, my boy, Caleb Williams, will be coming in. True freshman.
Your boy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
He's on my developmental fantasy football team for the NFL one day.
Oh.
He and Arch Manning.
Do you think Rattler,
they're in my developmental program right now.
He's the Heisman front runner.
Rattler got benched last year.
Yeah, it was his first start. Mm. For first, first action.
Williams went 10 of 11 for 99 yards, a touchdown, and ran for 61 more in the spring game. Pretty good.
Wow.
Alabama's 2, Georgia 3, Clemson's 4.
Where are the Vols?
Ohio State's 5. And then some of your surprise teams, Iowa State 6.
Yep.
They for real?
Yes.
Didn't they? They beat Oklahoma last year, didn't they?
They split.
Once. Yeah.
Oh, they played twice. Once. Okay. Yeah.
They're returning 10 guys on offense, 9 on defense. How about that?
Didn't we have that one?
Brock Purdy.
Under Pruitt, where it was like, oh, we returned a 9, playing 22
well,
starters.
I remember 1 year Vanderbilt returned 21 guys, and they were like, this is the year Vandy will be better. And
they were awful last year. How much better can they get?
A&M's at 7. And guess who their quarterback's going to be, Houston?
Oh, my guy.
Haynes King. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really wanted him.
He's battling with Zach Calzada for the position.
Calzada?
C-A-L-Z-A-D-A.
Kind of makes me hungry.
Like a calzone?
Yeah. Calzone with ricotta. Calzada.
What is interesting about all these top teams is how many of them don't have a returning quarterback. So Oklahoma does, obviously. Alabama doesn't. Georgia, kind of does. JT Daniels, although he didn't play, all last year. Clemson, guy we missed talking about earlier, DJ Ugalele, their starter, big star player. Ohio State, obviously replacing Justin Fields. But then some of these next teams, like Iowa State and North Carolina, who's at 8, North Carolina bringing back Sam Howell, are up there because they're returning their quarterback. In fact, North Carolina returns their quarterback and all 5 starting offensive linemen, where they had 2,000-yard rushers last year.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty good.
Of course, both those guys went in the NFL, so. See how that goes. Cincinnati's at 9, Oregon at 10, Indiana's at 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They going to get Penix back? Is he back this year?
He's not listed on. Oh, yeah, I guess he's back. He's not listed as a key loss.
Well, if he's coming back, that would make sense.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah.
They're hoping he'll be able to start the season, coming off his ACL he tore in late November. Notre Dame's 12, USC 13, Iowa 14, Washington 15. The Raging Cajuns of Louisiana are 16.
Mm.
Florida is 17.
Okay. It's a winnable game.
Yeah, that's getting better and better for you. Your
8-4
record predictions. Wisconsin 18. 8-4. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, another team on Tennessee's schedule, is 19. They return 8 guys on offense and 10 on defense.
Ole Miss in the top 25?
Top 20, yeah.
Where's Mississippi State? They make the cut?
Well, we got LSU at 20, another SEC team. They're returning a lot of guys as well.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina. I need chicken on that bobblehead.
Did you order it?
I think I did.
You think?
I'm pretty sure I pre-ordered it, yeah. They were doing a pre-order. Okay. If they all sold out, then they would give extra money to a higher percentage to what the charity they're raising money mm-hmm. for. So Coastal Carolina's at 21. They're returning 20 guys total. 10 on each side of the ball.
Wow.
Including their quarterback. They even added a quarterback. Man, Jamie Chadwell. Texas is 22.
You're ridiculous.
Penn State's 23. Arizona State's 24. And rounding out the top 25 is Miami. Mm. So no other SEC schools.
No Liberty?
There. Liberty dropped out.
Are they receiving votes?
They have been 24th.
That's fine. I like this better for Heupel in Tennessee. You want to be sneaking around the chicken coop, lying in the weeds,
mm-hmm.
ready to strike.
Okay.
You want to be the hunter, not the hunted. Right, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, wasn't very convincing. It's not about the mountain, man. It's the climb.
It's true.
I feel like we're trying to climb Mount Olympus right now.
No, is it Sisyphus?
He
pushes the rock up.
And then it rolls back down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're... Yeah,
right? Sisyphus? That sounds right.
I think that's right.
Actually, I meant to say Olympus Mons. Mm-hmm. It's the tallest mountain in our solar system.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mars, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to everyone who survived the rocket this weekend. Some good news on Optimism Tuesday.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Final segment of the program.
Hell of a show.
Optimism Tuesday.
Hell of a show.
Edition.
We really are cracking it.
You say it every day. It's a pretty good show.
Well, I have higher expectations for myself.
Taking the opposite approach. Keep the bar low. Pretend like we did a great job.
Yeah. Don't know if it's good enough. We'll try to do better tomorrow. We always do. Mm. Except when we don't. Except Davey.
It was a better depot today.
Yeah, well, you gotta, like I said, at the start of the depot, there was nowhere to go but up.
Hmm. That means I just got to hit 2 out of the next 3. My 3 out of 5.
Yep, yep.
Today was on. Yesterday, not so much. So, based off my calculations... With 3 days left, I got to get 2 of those to be decent performances.
You know, you can go better than 60%. Like, if you wanted to do, like, 80 or even 100% good depots, like, that's a thing that can happen.
Yeah, it's possible.
Theoretically, yes.
Like, I guess you just don't want to try that hard. Is that the issue here? Overexert yourself.
See, I've always looked at it like this. Like, if I don't set high expectations for myself, then I can't be disappointed in myself, you know? It's like the Peter LaFleur plan of living.
Mm.
You shouldn't take a wait-and-see approach, Davey, according to our boy Danny White.
Yeah, you got to grab the bull by the horns.
You got to invest first, then success will follow.
Hmm.
So you got to
yikes.
You got to put that money out there. See what happens.
How about Kenny Mayne being let go by ESPN?
Sad day.
But they signed Chris Berman to an extension.
Really?
Yeah. Who do you think was making more for ESPN, Berman or Mayne?
Can Berman and Corso just, like, go play golf together or something? I mean, just, like, we don't need those guys anymore. Like, they're done. They don't bring – they're hard on the other guys that they have to work with.
So many decisions by ESPN just baffle me.
Mm-hmm.
How would you not do everything in your power to keep Kenny Mayne? The guy is incredible. What do you do next if you're Kenny Mayne?
Facebook.com. and really screw over ESPN. Can you just start doing shows on Facebook.com? The way
like his
Murphy.
his own Sports Center?
Yeah. Sports Night with Kenny Mayne.
I'd just do
the highlights.
I'd be much more likely to watch that than actual Sports Center. He's like one of the best to ever do it. I can't believe this. Imagine letting that kind of talent just walk. He tweeted it was because of a salary cap issue, which is...
Salary cap, yeah. Casualties.
Yep. Very sad. And Berman gets an extension. And Corso is still on game day.
Yeah, like, I mean, like it's painful that they keep... Like, Dick Vitale, painful. Why can't those guys be the salary cap casualties? The guys that are legit over the hill, done.
Is Berman that bad? Lately, I don't even remember him doing anything lately.
So what they do for Berman is they just bring him in for, I think it's post Monday Night Football or post Sunday Night Football. They got rid of him for a while, and there were actually a good amount of people that I think were wanting him to come back and do the post game show.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think he does anything else.
I mean, maybe that's why he got an extension. Pride. Maybe they don't pay Berman that much since it's such little work.
The fastest 2 minutes, like
yeah.
Whoop! That's actually kind of funny. I don't hate Berman. I do realize that behind the scenes, he's kind of a jackwagon. I've heard that. You've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
Of him losing it on the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look. ESPN says he has personified ESPN's success for more than 4 decades.
What, Maine or Berman?
Berman. They didn't release anything on Maine.
Mm.
That's not a story they want to have out there. Surprising.
Who? No, I mean, like, ESPN's reign is over. Like, no one just tunes into ESPN unless there's a game on anymore. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they've failed miserably as far as trying to get an audience for things outside of watching games.
Man, 27 years, Kenny Mayne.
27.
That's what this is.
And then just let him walk. Doesn't make any sense.
Multi-year extension for Berman.
For the Berman. All right.
I mean, they might bring Kenny back. I mean, they let Berman go, and it didn't work out well for him, so they brought him back. Like, I mean, it's not like Chris is on his first and only stint. Like,
sure.
Apparently, they offered Mayne a reduced salary.
And he just said no?
Yeah, he just said no. Well,
so now he gets no salary.
Apparently. Well, he probably gets severance or something.
Hope he has a good agent.
I'm sure he'll find a home.
He'll be fine. You should make a call.
Kenny Mayne?
It'd be a pretty big get to the station if you were able to get Kenny Mayne. He could just Skype in randomly. Technology, you know, we've learned a lot of things.
Who should we replace? Just kidding, don't answer that. We're out of time.
I have a guess.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Think Kenny can run the board?
Hi.